life as like different packages, but when you look at your life versus like your friends' lives versus your parents' lives, whatever, looking at it as like they picked this package.
That's how you customize it once you start healing. It's all!
When you're in your 20s, you really don't, like, you care. But you don't really care what they're talking about. Like, you're like, all right, that sounds good. That sounds like that's what it's going to be, but I don't have to think about that for another 10 years.
And embrace the highs and the lows. Don't look for it to be perfect, but just know that it's going to be some highs, it's going to be some lows. But regardless of what happens, we're going to make it to the thing that we want, because what we want wants us. Take it away.
Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
And action.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. I'm Shaquita D.
I
was in it. It felt right.
I thought you were just going.
Yeah, let's go right. It felt right. Why not just finish it?
Nah.
You're just going to hate. All right. Today, goodness. Y'all suck, okay? All right. Today, I came across a video a few days ago where it was like a cartoon style video. I can't remember whose video it was, but I'm going to link it in the description below. And it was a short basically about the 30 package. And pretty much you got to pick a package before you turn 30. So since we're all in our 30s, I figured this will be a great topic to talk about because... I don't know. The video was hilarious. And a lot of times in life, we don't think about life as like different packages. But when you look at your life versus like your friends' lives versus your parents' lives, whatever, looking at it as like they picked this package, or even how we talked in the episode about the American dream, about the American plan. If you look at it like that, like picking a cell phone bill or something like that, is crazy. So Breeze actually wrote down the different packages that they talked about in the video. So can you read through, let's go through package one.
Oh, package one is you have a good paying a little, whoa.
G-Unit.
You have a good paying job. It's the job word that got me flustered. You got a good paying job, but you have terrible anxiety and back pain. And you have 2 dates per year, but they both suck.
Okay. Would y'all want this package? Y'all want to pick this one?
Let's see. Good paying job, terrible anxiety, back pain. Nah. Hold on. Nah. I don't think I would want this one.
Do you feel like you have picked this package?
No. I don't think I ever had a good paying job.
That's wild. That's wild.
I'm sorry. I didn't even think about that. I was thinking about the anxiety and the back pain. Because I'm like, my anxiety isn't terrible, but and my back pain isn't as bad. I feel like I had worse back pain in my 20s than I did in my, not on 30. I wasn't stretching. I had to stop stretching. All right. Do y'all know somebody who has this package?
I think I know plenty of people who have good paying jobs and terrible backs. So yeah, I think that would definitely qualify. I mean, the anxiety. Yeah, no, I probably know at least 3 people like that.
All right, let's go to package 2. Let's go through the rest of them.
Package 2. You could buy a house, but your taxes will go up ridiculously. You could buy a house, but your taxes go up a ridiculous amount each year. You work 3 jobs, and you have your first kid at 40 because you're so exhausted from working so much. But even that, have a child part, you have to buy that later. So you probably, I don't think you can buy that until you're 40.
So probably at 39, you could buy it.
Yeah, bro.
I could have a kid because, wow. So yeah, pretty much, too. You buy a house.
Yeah, no, that's right.
And all you do is work to pay off your house.
But let's not forget the fact that they said 3 jobs.
Yeah, you got to work 3 jobs. Yeah. You can't just work 1. So she said, no, honey. nobody works. You can't just work one job anymore. That's not a thing.
You can't even enjoy your house.
Right. You're not going to be home unless you work remote. But then that's still hard to enjoy your house if you working the whole time.
Yeah, I'm not taking any package that had me at working three jobs.
Mm-mm. All right, let's see what package three has for you. Mm-mm. So you'll have a significant other, but they'll treat you terribly. And it'll take you 3 to 4 years to realize it. And once you do, they'll try to propose an ultimatum to manipulate you into staying. And then with this package, you have a decent job, but you have to do side work. So you got a decent job and you side hustle. Mm.
I feel like a lot of people are doing that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people are doing that. Because be looking at people like, what you mean you'll be door dashing? Like, what? Okay.
Fourth one. You're single for the most part. You have a good paying job. You have a house. You have 2 dogs. You travel a lot. You have no social life while you're at home. All your fun is had abroad.
I think when you think about that one, as far as the traveling, but like that sounds cool, but I don't know. I need love. You know? When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall. And in the back, y'all conscious, don't we call it? It's just me? Okay.
Well, I can't just call it, but it didn't call right then. That's not what it calls.
So out of the 4 packages, which one do y'all feel like y'all lives most closely align with?
Most closely align with?
Yeah, like.
My thing is like a hybrid. I might have one of each. So I think I might have accidentally chose a custom package. I might take one of each.
So which one from each thing do you have?
So from package 4, it's no social life at home. Not bad. Mm-hmm. Out of number 3, decent job, but I have to work, like do stuff on the side. Yeah, that sucks. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're like we on track for the first kid at 40. And then like if everything aligns, we go 2 dates a year, but they suck.
Man, you want track? You have one.
Yeah, you're not over.
Well, what about you? Do you feel like anyone closely aligns with your current lifestyle?
I probably also have elements of some that I picked and choose. I know I picked my custom package, but I wouldn't have picked any of those.
Okay, so
even pick this. I accidentally slipped and bumped my head.
Somebody came into your house the night before and held you at gunpoint. That's what she said happens. It was probably in your dream. You was probably having sleep paralysis.
That's why I would be crying.
So out of these, which one do you feel like?
To be honest, I'm about to say none of them do. As I'm looking, because don't got a good paying job. I don't have terrible anxiety and back pain.
So package 1 is out. You ain't picked nothing from package 1.
I didn't buy a house. And I don't work 3 jobs. I work 2. So I guess that might have been the closest. Mm-hmm. And first kid at 40. That's a long time. And package 3 was any other, but they'll treat you terribly. That doesn't apply. You know what I'm saying? Decent job, but have to do side work. I guess, yeah. So I took the decent job. Decent job, but I have to do side work. And that from package 3 and package 2. What was package 2? Yeah. And working 2 jobs.
Package 2.5.
Yeah, that's what he got. All right, so for me, I feel like from package 1, I did take that anxiety. Mm. I did take it. It's not as bad as original package 1. I got the lesser one, but you know.
You healed. They ain't add that to the.
They ain't add that. They ain't put that in.
That's it. How you customize it once you start healing. It's all.
All right, package 2. I think the working multiple job. No, it would actually be. From package 3, a decent job, but have to do side work. Because we do the podcast and all that other stuff, which we don't get paid for yet. And maybe the no social life at home.
You know, as we talk through this stuff, all this stuff could change. With the snap of the finger, you can have a social life whenever you feel like it. You know, you can get a better paying job. You can work for yourself. You can run it up. You could, you don't got to do the side work. You could buy your house.
All right, so, so if y'all could, let's say we're all 29. Mm-hmm. If y'all could pick a package, not from these, if you could customize your package, let's say each package has to have about 3 things, because that's about the amount, 3 to 5 things. What would your custom package look like for your 30s?
Word. You should go first.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Ladies first.
I'm with it.
Okay, so my custom package would be successful creative endeavors. And this is for the whole 30 decade, right? Okay, so successful creative endeavors. I would put traveling on there, marriage and family, and what was that? What else something to talk about?
Dogs. You have any pets?
You know, I think I'm leaning toward no pets at the moment. I think that's where I'm leaning toward.
You have a house? Did you say that?
I didn't say that.
You have a social life?
Social life at home and abroad.
Mm-hmm. You have anxiety or back pain, anything like that?
No, I'm not. I don't want that. I want a happy package. This is all, what they was giving us was the sad packages. Mm-hmm. I want a happy package. If I had to pick anything from these.
Wait, you don't got to pick nothing from here. You're making your own package.
Yeah, so I think my last thing, it probably would be a custom house.
No, custom house. Smart house.
Yeah. They have those. Mm.
I don't know if I'm ready for a smart house. I don't want it to take over like iRobot. Or like in Smart House the movie, the house took, that house got evil. I'm just saying. That house was scary. That made me not want a smart house.
That made me not want a house.
I be thinking about like getting a house, but then I'd be like, I like having a landlord. Like, I like not having to fix stuff myself, but I guess I could hire somebody to do that. But I have to know what's wrong with it. You know, you see where, you see? Like, you know, some, if the HVAC system break, that means I gotta pay for it. I can't just call the landlord, and the landlord, you know, they gotta pay for it.
But if you're a responsible adult, stewarding the provision that God provides, you will have a, let's call it a pot.
Well.
That you can stick your fingers in.
Run your fingers through some cash.
Pull out the money that you need to pay somebody to look at what's wrong and fix what's wrong, because you have allocated a certain amount of money from each check from your good job, not good job, but your good creative work that pays you amazingly, abundantly, graciously.
Prosperously. Singing the prosperous things.
But yeah, you'll have like a pot. You'll have money aside for like house repairs and stuff like that.
You're right. So at that point, it wouldn't be. Yeah, because I mean, I would want my house and I want my garden too. Mm-hmm. With my garden. We talked about this, y'all. But yeah, that would be what I want. What about y'all? Who wants to go next? Who next up is? Let's go.
My custom plan. I already have a dog, so I would keep my dog.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's good to know.
You don't want
to
upgrade it too?
Mm-mm. What happened? You said you was going to get a little puppy.
Once Nova is no longer with me, I'll take some years off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you need a break.
I need a break. Take some years off. Maybe start a family. Mm. And then I'll get a dog. So kids need to learn some responsibility and some discipline. Walk that dog. Gotta start young. But,
that's funny.
But yeah, I'll keep my dog. I would travel. I would definitely have a social life abroad and at home. I'll be well connected everywhere that I go. I would not be working a regular job. My creative endeavors will be more than enough to support me and my lifestyle and whatever that looks like. You know, mid-30s, I start a family, you know, settle down, start a family. No bad dates, all good dates.
Well, I mean, if you're settling down and starting a family.
Yeah, one of these was talking about, like, manipulation.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
You know, healthy relationship. That's platonic.
That's what I should have said. Healthy marriage and family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is healthy right? Family, relationship, romantic and platonic relationships are all healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Just enjoy life. Like, don't worry. I don't worry. Like, all of this stuff can happen now on this land.
On this land.
On this land.
Your turn.
Yeah, my package, it would definitely include my social life. I'm going to be a traveler, of course. Successful creative endeavors. I'm stealing from y'all here.
Yeah.
Successful creative endeavors, of course. It's gonna have just great career life balance. Just all.
That's good.
We're not obsessing in the career, and we're not neglecting the career. We're gonna have a great balance of those, and healthy body, healthy mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We're not going in the 30s with no aches and pains.
Mm-mm. Stretch.
Mm-mm-mm. And
he said that my shoulders started.
Yeah. Said aches. Ooh, shoulders. But yeah, I think that'll be good. Great relationships, just in general, healthy marriage. Family.
He like, I don't know. He think about taking the kids at 40. Yeah.
I had thought about kids at 40, and I'm like, that means when they 18,
uh-huh.
I'm going to be 58. And it's like, woo, having an 18-year-old. I mean, there was a dude that when I used to work at the bank. He was about 65. He had just had a newborn. And I was like, my goodness.
Yeah, my God to do.
Yeah. I'm going to pray for you. Because But yeah, I think that's what I'm not taking the kids at. The kids at 40 is crazy. To me, I wouldn't want to do that.
I say for me, like 33, 34. So I got two and a half business years.
See, mm-hmm. that's my thing. I just realized that I was saying 3 to 5 business years, and I was saying it for
five
a couple years.
Ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But now I'm about to be 31. Yeah. So I actually got to start moving the timeline. So I'm almost at my 2 to 4 business year mark.
But once you reach a point where you realize that you live through your mind's eye, you can manifest a lot quicker. So say, all right, walk with me.
Okay, because I didn't know where we was going.
Yeah. All right, so you've been saying, this is not with the kids and family thing, but I'm just saying in general, if you say 3 to 5 business years, you still on mission,
mm-hmm.
but you manifest a lot quicker because you realize the power of your mind's eye. So within that last 1 year, you could be like, you know what? I think it's time for me to make $1 million.
Oh.
And you manifest with your mind's eye.
And then I go ahead and have to cheer them.
Mm. Huh?
And then I go ahead and have to cheer them.
I said $1 million.
I'm confused. We were talking about kids, though.
Lord, have mercy.
But you said we weren't talking about kids.
All right, let's switch on to something else. One other thing that I would add.
He said, let's quit the walking. Don't walk with me. Matter of fact, all y'all have a seat. And we can walk later.
He kicked us off the trail.
He said, let's walk later. Matter of fact,
let's walk back. We're going to walk back. We're going to start over. One other thing that I will add is, like, to the traveling part, is to travel with people that I like. To be able to travel with people that I like and love and cherish and want to be around, want to have a good time with. Yeah. I don't want to be a solo traveler. I want to have the luxury of traveling by myself, but also have the luxury of be like, hey, y'all trying to go here? Mm-hmm. And everybody like, oh, yeah, when? Let me know. We there. Private jet.
Mm-hmm.
Jet to Holiday.
Mm-hmm. Whew. Now, that we walked back, I do have a question. Because all these packages that they gave was very much trash. Mm-hmm. Like, every aspect of, actually not every aspect of them. Some of them was good, you know, good paying job, blah, 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 get a house, blah, 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 that stuff. But do y'all feel like now that we are in our 30s, we just touching the precipice of 30, right? That's a good way to say that. Huh? Mm-hmm. I'm a writer, y'all. We just got here. So far, do you feel like 30 is as bad as that video was making it sound?
It could be, if you don't realize the power of your mind's eye.
Well.
No, I'm serious, though.
I know, but the way you said it.
It could be a lot worse because there's a study going out. There's a study that's happening now, and it was saying, I don't know if it was a real study, but people was doing some calculations. Minimum wage, if the dollar were to hold the same weight that it held in the olden times, we would need to make $66 an hour.
$6,600 an hour? I'll take it.
I'm like, whoa, that's how much you would have to make for you to live a sustainable life.
Yeah, minimum wage. For you to be comfortable here, you need $66 an hour to live a comfortable life in America. Now, if the dollar, like, to equal what the dollar was back in the day.
And what I say to that is, we are farmers. That's not what's happening right now. I need to get my vegetables garden started. Cause who 66? You know, because like even the federal government, whenever they, I'm sorry, this is a joke, but whenever they raise the minimum wage requirements, they always raise it by like 50 cents over a decade. So it'd be like, this is 2025. It'd be like, by the year 2035, minimum wage will be $12.50. And it's like, you can't even buy
soap.
Yeah.
Dr. Bronner's is $17.
Like, you can't buy the stuff that we used to get. Like, food is not a nickel no more. You can't just barter. They don't have an IOU list. You gotta pay the money. And this little hour that I'm spending at this job is not paying me enough to even buy the soil or the seeds to start my garden. Like, It's really sad. But that makes sense. Making $66 an hour, that makes sense. Because then people will be able to pay their bills to, you know, grocery shop, maybe even pay to go to the doctor. You know?
Take a vacation. Jet to Holiday.
Come on. Like, even if it's just a local vacation, a staycation. Like, they'll be able to afford to do that.
Take a day off.
Something.
Take the kids to the beach. Oh. Play with the dog.
Right. Feed the dog. Like, let's be honest. Like, feed the
ourselves
dog.
Yeah, so we don't have to eat the dog.
Right. Man, that's crazy. Man.
It's too far?
Yes.
This man eat the dog. Yes. No dogs were eaten in the making of this rock.
Way too far. But they people it. Food is expensive.
Oh, yeah, let's walk back.
Let's walk way back.
Food is expensive.
Food is expensive for humans and animals. And that's all. That's it. Because I think, so getting back on subject, I think that 30 is not as bad as they make it seem in the video, or it has the potential to not be as bad based on you. And your experiences and what you decide to pay attention to. And I guess what, because like one of the things that me and Damani had talked about earlier, or even we all talked about some months ago, but just like knowing.
When to hold them.
I'm going to wait for the thing
to stop.
Over
apartment. And they're going crazy.
Hope they have a car on the track or something.
You know, that be happening.
For real?
Yes.
You saw the movie Hancock?
I seen somebody drive through, like, a truck, go around the little arm that goes down, and go all the way through.
You know, I was the person on the track before. Like, it was a green light. I get on the track and go. The arms going down. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hold on. So I vroom, go up. I'm glad I got a little car. Like, what's happening? Light green.
But that it was a big. It was just like a pickup truck. But that light was red, flashing. Thing. The arms was down. They said bloop, and just kept driving. I was like, yeah, this is Atlanta.
I was in the Uber the other day. I think it was yesterday, and the light had turned red, and I was like, I'm just chilling. The light turned red. Beyonce playing. And the person just drive through the red light. And I'm like, you got to be from here.
Right.
Like, this is crazy.
Yeah. Somebody did that yesterday when I was coming in to get you. Yesterday, we both stopped at the same stop. Like, he looked at me and said, and just went right through the light. I was like, that's why. Like, there was no reason.
You trying to make sure you wasn't undercover.
I was going to say.
He pulled up.
He was like, you ain't no cop.
I was like, what the? It's like that was different.
But so getting back on topic, I think it has this is what we talked about before, is certain areas, like looking at other people in our lives and being like, you know what, you're not better than me in this area, you just worked on this problem and I didn't work on this problem yet. Like, you focused on fixing this and I focused on fixing this other thing. So, like, for us, we focused more so on, like, our inner work and all of that stuff and, you know, healing.
That's why we look young. Found a youth.
And our nutrition and stuff like that. While a lot of other people in our lives, like, they focused and honed in on, like, the financial aspect of their life. And then other people focused and honed in on the family dynamic and making sure, you know, they're building a family and da-da-da-da. And I think that just, like, that goes, you know, that's gonna also determine parts of what your 30s look like what you decide to focus on, because that's also kind of what determined your 20s essentially. And we don't look at it like that, but because a lot of times people feel like they're just aimlessly going through their 20s. Some people do. Some people feel like they're focusing on having fun. Some people are focusing on getting ahead in their companies. Some people are focusing on being a lifelong student. And it just really depends on you as a person. But them packages that they offer, trash, basura. I don't want nothing to do with them packages. But I think that it's important to understand that those are some options.
Mm-hmm. Like, so you choose. I have a moment of transparency here. Something I was thinking about while I was painting last night. I was trying to paint outside. But this is really what happened. I was writing as well as painting. Doing two creative tasks at one time. Mm-hmm. If you can do it, kudos to you. It made me sleepy. But and I was thinking at the same time. So one thing I was thinking about was my entire my entire adulthood thus far, I saw myself as broke. Like, I was experiencing a lack of financial abundance. Mm-hmm. And now that I know the power of my mind's eye, that ends now. On this lane. On this podcast. I just have to.
I mean, that makes sense.
Put it out there. But yeah, that's what I was thinking about. but it's nasty. So, because of that, I guess I opted for certain things on the package.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that stops now.
But that's, I think, when you talked about, like, oh, I don't think I actually chose. These were the things that were kind of given to you. I think that when we subconsciously or consciously choose how we're seeing ourselves, that also determines what aspects of the packages we get. Because, like, when we talked about self-esteem versus confidence, and I'll link that up above here, but it's like when you think about those things, there are certain aspects of life or certain things that go along with having, like, a lack of self-esteem. Or could go along with having a lack of self-esteem. That could be what they talked about when in the one package where she was in a relationship and a terrible relationship for 3 to 4 years and didn't realize it until later, and then he tried to propose to manipulate her. Like, that can go along with having, like, low self-esteem or low confidence. If you're looking at yourself as being broke or, like, lacking financially, then you might have subconsciously picked the work 3 job packages, right? Or even the one where you have a decent decent paying job, but you still and sometimes that's because of the types of situations that you put yourself in because of how you see yourself. And you even saying that actually just made that click in my head for me. Did you have
that's what I wanted to do. I just wanted to put the thought out there, the idea out there to spark the minds. You know, I may not change the world, but I will spark the mind of the person who will change the world.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I was gonna say, I definitely agree. I think that's something that I didn't notice before, that your self-image usually determines what kind of package you're gonna get. And
the book we read, Book Club, Self-Image. What book was that?
Psycho-Cybernetics.
Yeah, Psycho-Cybernetics. Yeah.
I'm gonna have to go back and
but yeah, so how you look at yourself, it usually determines the route that you're gonna take. Because if you see yourself as broke, you're gonna do things to confirm the fact that you're broke instead of doing things to confirm that you're actually rich. Because nobody wanna prove themselves wrong for it.
Mm-hmm.
So
confirmation bias.
Yeah. So you're gonna see all of the things that confirm, hey, he's a brokey. And it's like, if that's not how you want to see yourself, then you got to change how you see yourself. But not everybody starts with that package.
Mm-hmm.
Some people start with the other package, and they're like, I'm going to just work. And like, I know I deserve money. I'm going to get to this money. But then they're like, everything else, I'll figure it out when I get there. It's like, I deserve money, but maybe I don't deserve love, which is crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I think it 100% has to do with your self-image, and also recognizing that you're the person who chose the package. Like, nobody handed you your 30. In the same, as funny as it is, nobody came to you and said, hey, here's what your 30 is going to be like, or here's what your, even to be honest, here's what your 20s are going to be like. They just kind of, like, you ended up choosing based on, of course, your environment and the people you're around, but you ended up choosing based on whatever fit the image
you thought
of for yourself.
I agree with that, but I also feel like it's no preparation, like, to go into your 20s or go in your 30s, go into your 40s. Like, nobody prepares for what this, I'm not gonna say nobody. The average person that I've come in contact with don't really prepare for what this decade is gonna look like.
But I don't think, I don't know if there's a real way to prepare. I think that's the thing.
Like, I think you can prepare for what you want. Like, if you know what you want this decade to look like,
mm-hmm.
you can prepare. It might not go it's not going to go exactly how you want it, but you can prepare and set things up or do your best to do these things so this next decade could be how you will want it.
But I think that I agree with that part. I think that how initially when you phrase that, I'm thinking of some type of, you know, how parents give you like the sex talk, or they give you, I mean, for girls, we get talked about like our periods and stuff like that. Like, there's not a conversation, like a conversation that really can be had to, it might maybe prepare you for like maybe one aspect of your life. But I think when you think about the grand scheme of an entire decade, I don't know that there is a real way to prepare and be like, you know what? This is what's gonna happen. This, like, it's not like a 30 starter kit. Well, actually, there should be a 30 starter kit. There should be a 40 starter kit. Anyways, but just like, see, now I'm having an idea, and I feel like we should make this a thing where there is a... y'all don't take my idea, okay? Don't take my idea. There's going to be a 30, a 20, 30s, and 40s starter package, all right? We'll give you your you're going to get your financial planner. You're going to get an eye mask, okay? A sleep mask so you can go to sleep.
You're going to get your rising ritual.
Yes.
Make sure you stretch. Make sure you stretch in your 20s.
A little card with the stretches on it. So
when you get to your 30s, because everybody told me that your back going to be hurting, your knees going to be hurting. Once I started stretching, back pain, knee pain, shin splints, nothing hurts. Like, nothing hurts at all.
I got a little couple aches and pains, but I ain't been stretching like I needed to.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey. Erica said, hey, y'all, I didn't get any talks from my parents.
We didn't either.
But that's... Oh, go ahead.
You can go say.
I was going to say, but that's... yeah, we didn't really... I got to talk about periods, but... Actually, no. I was sitting in while my sister was getting talked to about periods. I ain't getting no talk because my mom said I'm so grossed out, and then she just skipped over talking to me later. Anyways, what was you going to say?
I was going to say, I think if I'm giving our family grace, I would say they did prepare us. They just didn't. They prepared us in the best way that they knew how to. So what they told us was they might have told us, get a good paying job.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Go to school, get a good paying job, and you'll be all right. That's pretty much what it was. But that's because for most of them, that's what you got a good paying job. Life ain't that bad, is it? Can't be that bad. You can pay for your food. Can't be that bad. You got a roof over your house. Start to sound like, what's the name from Everybody Hates Chris. Like, oh, yeah. It can't be that bad. I'm paying for everything. Or like sound like Denzel. Like, you got a roof over your head. You know, people doing right by you. Like, people doing right by you and that kind of thing. But they prepared us for it in terms of every aspect. They also, I think when you're in your 20s, you really don't, like, you care. But you don't really care what they're talking about. Like, you're like, all right, that sounds good. That sounds like that's what it's going to be, but I don't have to think about that for another 10 years. And then the 10 years show up, and you're like, oh, that's why y'all was trying to emphasize on me making sure I did X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, I was just going to say, they prepared us for the standard life package.
When I was saying nobody prepares, I wasn't even talking about asking for help or asking your parents or getting talked to. I'm talking about, like, figuring out what you want to do. Or like, don't nobody plan for real for the next 10 years. Like, I'm not talking about like your parents sitting you down and you're like, this is gonna happen, this is gonna happen, this is gonna happen. It's like a lot of people don't think about what they actually want to even plan. So it's like you go from high school, now you know you're going to college or you're going to work. Nobody really thought about, I wanna be this. So I wanna be this by this age. Some people do. But I want to be this by this age and do this, this, and this. I want to be able to travel. I know I want to do this. I want to have this. Like, nobody, it's not a lot of people who are actually doing that decade to decade.
But I think that goes back into how you see yourself. Because if you see yourself as, because, okay, I'll use myself as an example. In a lot of ways, I think that I saw myself as, like, somebody who was, I guess, just going to fall into the success. Not somebody that needed a plan. Because I'm like, oh,
I'm
God got it.
I'm good.
God got it. It's just going to work. But I think that if I saw myself more as, a planner, even though I plan a lot of things. Mm-hmm. I just didn't see myself as a planner or somebody who planned for life. I could plan events, I could plan like moments, mm-hmm. but planning for life is something that was different. That I didn't really, I didn't really think about it. I didn't really see, like you said, nobody really, like some people do it, but most of the people that we were around, I didn't really see people planning not like that for life. So I didn't see myself as that type of person. Now that I am getting into the space of, number one, that I deserve to have the things that I want, right? But also just focusing on what I want rather than looking at things from a perspective of what I don't want. Now I can sit down and actually plan mm-hmm. for those things.
That conversation changed how I be thinking about stuff now. The what do you want? Think about what you want. It's like when you understand the power of your mind's eye, you realize that what you think about materializes. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we say we want one thing and then life conspires for that thing to happen. But then we switch what we think about. So now life stops conspiring for that and it conspires for the thing that we actually don't want. Because like, when I was saying I want to get my brakes and stuff fixed, life was conspiring. And then when they told me $1,700, I was like, I ain't paying $1,700. Like, and then the only thing on my mind was playing with your brakes is playing with your life.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I got to get these fixed. So then dude said $200. We landed on $200. We was going to do it all. But something told me, just go to somebody.
That was
and good. Life started conspiring to go to somebody. And once I went to somebody else, it wasn't $1,700.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think in regards to that, I think we spent a lot of time, we say we want this thing. You say you want $1,000,000, but you're paying attention to not having $1,000,000. So you say in one aspect you want this, but your focus is all the way here. And we thinking that if we don't worry, or if we don't worry about it, that this negative thing is going to happen. But all you're doing is putting your attention on the negative thing, and you're not even paying attention to the positive thing, or how it's going to make you feel, whatever it is. So I think a lot of it is that. And I also will say, slightly going back, for me, I feel like as a kid, all I ever heard people ask was, what do you want to be when you grow up? What do you want to be? What do you want to be? Like, I feel like I've been hearing that in my entire life. The thing that they didn't talk to me about was how to, like you guys were talking about, how to plan to be the thing that you say you want to be. Because a lot of the stuff that they, like you say you want to be a lawyer. And it's like, all right, cool, I want to be a lawyer. When you're a kid, you're just thinking, all right, cool, I want to be a lawyer. And that's it. It's not like, all right, well, you got to plan to make sure you go to school. You got to go to this school. You got to blah, blah, blah. And I think some of it is easier to find. But when it comes to more creative fields, it's like, well, if you're going to do that, you have to have some semblance of a plan. Otherwise, you just saying stuff like, hey, I want to be this. I want to be this.
And because of that, for me, going back to the self-image, because I started to realize that, okay, I actually have to plan for this. And it started to feel like, okay, I'm just saying stuff. Then I started to see myself as a failure. So then, like, it was, I guess I started picking things from that package. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, with that, with looking at yourself as a failure, that could come with lack. That could come with extra stress, terrible anxiety, back pain, you know, all of that stuff. So even just thinking about it from that aspect, it's something, a different way to think about it, really. Erica said, I didn't know to plan for life. I feel like you only know what you are exposed to. And I think that that's true. So same thing as you. Mm-hmm. A lot of people ask me, like, what do I want to be when I grow up? But nobody really told me, all right, then plan for it. until I got older, and they're like, all right, well, what's your plan? What's your plan? What's your plan? And I'm like, God said, God said that I was supposed to do this. So my plan is to beat this. And mm-hmm. that was it. That was the plan. Mm-hmm. You know, I
write. Good answer. Good answer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I write. I sing. I record. You know,
so that's the logic that I had.
Right, but I didn't know about planning for life. You know, and not even just in the aspect of career stuff, but just in general, like planning, like family planning and all of that stuff. I didn't know nothing about that.
I just got to that point, like, wanting to plan for life. This is the first time I ever really cared about what my benefits look like. like this is my first, like, this is the first time I ever worried about that or even thought about that. Even getting a job, getting a decent paying job where I don't have to work two jobs. Mm-hmm. A decent paying job's where my worst, like, it makes sense. I'm not even trying to be cool. I don't want to look cool for mm-hmm. y'all. Like, I just want to enjoy my life with the people that I love and, like, just be around good energy and do the stuff that I actually enjoy doing. Like, I'm not. Like, it's cool to care. Care about your life. Care about mm-hmm. yourself and your people.
Word. All right. So, yeah, I think that's pretty much it for this episode. I feel like if we pick the packages that we actually want, we focus on what we want mm-hmm. in focus our 30s, okay? Not focusing on what we don't want.
If you're not 30, start focusing on what you want starting now. 20s, and you mean 20s, your teens, your 40s, your 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s.
Yeah.
You know, this life rolls, so we got people in their hundreds watching us.
But if you focus on what you want, because I know that for me, I was focusing on what I didn't want. So I'd be like, I want this, but then I was like, but I don't want this. Or you know how when you can't pick food, when people are like, what you want to eat? And you'd be like, well, I don't want a burger, and I don't want that, and I don't want that. And don't think about that. Think about what you want. Mm-hmm. What do you want?
It might take a little time, but focus on what you want.
Yeah, I think that if we focus on what we want and also plan for what we want.
And embrace the highs and the lows. Don't look for it to be perfect, but just know that it's going to be some highs, it's going to be some lows. But regardless of what happens, we're going to make it to the thing that we want. Because what we want wants us. Take it away.
Woo. Sorry. Erica said, good episode. Sorry, mm-hmm. I'm late to the party. It's cool. It's cool. Good. We going to do one more after this. But yes, if you focus on what you want, if you plan for what you want, if you embrace the highs and the lows, you got anything to add before I keep going?
No, you good.
Okay. then I think that whatever package you pick is going to be amazing. It's going to be an amazing fit for you, and that will carry you into the next decade. And from there, it's going to be great. Like, I think that's the stuff that we overlook in life. And it's time for us to actually pay attention to what we want and what that means we're choosing, or what we're saying yes to and what we're saying no to, and different things like that. So y'all got any final thoughts on the packages of life?
Understand the power in your mind's eye. Follow that.
Just choose what you want. What do you prefer? And go with that.
Yeah, it'd be difficult sometimes, but just make the decision. It makes life so much easier. But thank you guys for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. Yes. I'm Shakoya D.
Badman Breezington here.
It's your boy, Damani.
And thank you for joining us for another episode. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. Ding. And join the Patreon. The link is in the description if you want to watch this podcast live and early, as well as other content that we have.
You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth.
Jukebox, give me one another J.
Get on my face. Get on my face. Get on my, get on my,
get on my motherfucking, get on my face.
Please.
push the goddamn button.